KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm your host, Eddie Hughes, in the studio today with our assistant producer, Kaylee Conlin. And we got a treat for you today. Back for the second time on the Fresno State Sports Report, we welcome in former NFL great Bill Romanowski. As most of you know, Bill Romanowski played for two of the most popular NFL teams in our region, the Raiders and 49ers. He also played with the Broncos and Eagles for a number of years. A 16-year hard-hitting NFL veteran, and perhaps most notably for our audience, a proud Bulldog dad. Bill Romanowski, thanks for joining us today. We're fired up to have you on.
Well, thank you. Great to be on.
First and foremost, we've got to talk about this Fresno State lacrosse team. Your daughter, Alex Romanowski, just a sophomore for the Bulldogs, but started all 16 games this year. Your wife is also a Fresno State alumna. And tell me what it feels like for you as an athlete yourself to come out and watch your daughter compete at this level.
You know, it's pretty awesome, the fact that she decided to go to my wife's alma mater, and she's playing lacrosse, which I really have to say, I love this game. When you talk about a group of athletes and this group of young women that Fresno State has on their lacrosse team, these girls battle, and they play their butts out, you know, week in and week out, and to see the drive and the dedication and the commitment to excellence that they have and that they've shown in growing this program, it is really pretty awesome to watch.
It's inspiring. I think that's the thing about sports that inspires so many people, is seeing that hard work, that dedication, and then that end result when you get what you've been working for. But since your daughter started playing lacrosse, tell me how she first got involved with it, and then how much you've learned about the sport just watching her over the years.
Let's see. She started as a freshman, and she came from a gymnastics background, and of course she was pretty aggressive, so they put her on defense. And right away, as a freshman, she moved up fairly soon where, you know, she was playing on varsity. And, you know, to watch her grow and develop as a lacrosse player, you know, what I like about the game is how athletic you have to be to play it. And it really is, you know, like I've said, a phenomenal game. And to watch my daughter, you know, the way she's grown playing this game and developing herself, and she's had some setbacks along the way where she's had injuries. And, you know, I've always said this, and even in my own career, you know, it's not what happens when you get knocked down, it's what happens when you get back up. And she's had to get back up a bunch, both in high school and, you know, at the college level. And, you know, she's tough, and her teammates are tough. And to watch them battle, like I said, you know, week in and week out, to do what they do. And then on top of that, to get great grades. And, you know, the Fresno State lacrosse program, you know, across the board, they average a GPA of 3.4, which is pretty awesome.
It's a big emphasis here, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But one thing that piqued my interest, you said she's naturally really aggressive. Where do you think she got that aggressiveness from?
I don't know. I think, you know, maybe Pops had a little bit to do with that. But I'd have to say, you know, her mom is pretty aggressive too.
Have you ever been out there on the field and kind of played lacrosse with her at all, got a feel for the game yourself?
I have. And, you know, you have a new respect just trying to catch the ball, never mind throw it and do all the things that these girls do and that my daughter does. So, yeah, I'll go out and play catch with her. And, you know, I've kind of developed a little bit of game myself just, you know, playing catch with her over the years. I have a lot of fun doing that, and I'm sure I'll continue doing that for a couple more years.
It looks like a lot of fun out there, a fun, aggressive sport in its nature, and I hope a lot of Bulldog fans continue to come out check out lacrosse in the coming seasons and get a feel for the sport. But even before next season comes up, this Wednesday, the Bulldog program coming off its best season ever at Fresno State. I know you'll be back in town with a lot of other supporters for the second annual Lacrosse Legacy Awards dinner, May 10th at Sunnyside Country Club. Coach Giglio, she pointed to last season's dinner, which serves as a fundraiser for the program, as really helping to propel this team's success into this year. And talk about the event coming up and how important that event is to supporting this program in the years to come.
You know, it really is a fantastic event. There's a lot of great auction items. Coach Jeff Tedford, the head football coach of Fresno State, will be there. You know, I'll be there. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of, like I said, auction items, Jerry Rice jerseys and helmets and Bo Jackson, bunch of the old Raiders, Tim Brown stuff, a lot of great stuff. And I'll be there. I'll be signing autographs if anybody, you know, if there's anybody that shows up and, you know, wants autograph pictures, I'll have pictures with me. And, you know, this is about the girls, and it's about the program, and it's about helping them, you know, reach new levels. And, you know, the program has come a long way, and, you know, they've got a long way to go. I really do believe. I believe in these girls. I believe in Coach Giglio and what she is doing. And I think there's nothing but phenomenal growth ahead for the women's lacrosse team.
All the festivities begin 6 p.m. Wednesday, May 10th at Sunnyside Country Club. Tickets are $65 or $1,000 per table, and proceeds support the Fresno State lacrosse program. Like you mentioned, Bill, it'll really be a who's who of Fresno State athletics in attendance. You mentioned Jeff Tedford. I'm sure athletics director Jim Barco will be there, our co-host here on this show. Former Bulldog and NFL safety Cameron Worrell is the MC for that event. That should be a lot of fun. And, of course, the Romanowski family will be out there. You mentioned the 49ers and Raiders prize packages. You'll be signing some autographs if people want to get an autograph from Bill Romanowski. But talk to us about that a little bit. In your 16-year NFL career, I'm sure you've been approached for countless autographs and photos and things like that. You ever get any crazier requests, people saying, like, hey, I want to go heads up with you or something like that?
Well, it's funny, and I can't say you know, I'm proud of this, but you know, I've had a number of people who get a little excited, and they'll say, you know, they'll say some crazy things to me, like, "Hey, Romo, will you spit in my face?" And you know, like I said, I have some things in my past that I'm not proud of, but you know, that I've done out on the field that don't belong, and those are some of the things I've endured over the years. But for the most part, hey, you know, Raiders, 49ers, Broncos, and Eagles fans are fantastic. Fantastic fans across the board. And, you know, I've got to, you know and really appreciate the Bulldog family at Fresno State. And, you know, I've played with Fresno State guys over the year. I work with, you know, Lorenzo Neal at 95.7. You know, have a great relationship with him. So I tell you what, there's a lot of great Bulldogs out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm proud to be, you know, kind of a adopted Bulldog myself.
Definitely an honorary Bulldog, if you will. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of the great Bulldogs that have come through here. And I think we've got a lot of young up-and-coming Bulldogs coming through this lacrosse program. We mentioned they're coming off a great year. The program hasn't been around that long, really, in the history of Fresno State athletics. But you look at those early years where they really struggled to get wins when there weren't a lot of women's lacrosse programs out here in the region, not a lot of high school programs to feed from. And now as that's developing here on the West Coast, I think we're seeing that program really start to build from the ground up. With a lot of credit to Coach Giglio and her staff, the team had its first winning season this year, going 9-7. But tell me, Bill, having been around sports as much as you have, what does it take to get into a program like this and really change the culture and turn it into a winner?
Well, I think what it is, a lot of times it starts with having a vision and then projecting that vision onto, you know, a bunch of great young women that want to be great. And, you know, Coach Giglio has done a great job bringing in fantastic young women. young girls that are fighters. These girls compete, and they compete hard, and they really are special women. And it takes that, and you just got to keep recruiting great young gals that want to be great, that want to go out there and do great things on the lacrosse field and help their team win and give it up for one another, believe in one another, trust in one another, and, you know, ultimately love one another and love what you do each and every day.
And the future certainly looks bright for this Fresno State lacrosse team. They started, I think, 6 freshmen this year and 3 sophomores, a really young team that's already having a taste of success, and they'll return a lot of experience next season and the season after that. But have you talked to your daughter, Alex, about her outlook for the program going forward?
Absolutely. And, you know, what she is, she's a lot like me. She's a worker. You know, she's just that person that busts her tail each and every day trying to be the absolute best she can be. And, you know, what makes teams great is, you know, you got to have great talent, but you got to have competitors. And this young group of gals, they compete. There were some games this year that were just nail biters. And they basically just had to say, we are not going to be denied. And they did that a number of times and pulled some games out and really fought hard. And it was great to watch and great to see.
When you talk about that competitive personality, you know, you hear a lot about people having a certain amount of passion for the sport. Do they really love the game? How important do you think that love for the sport and that passion for the sport is to being a winner on the field?
I think it shows. I mean, you know if somebody's faking it. You know if somebody doesn't love what they do. You can just see it by the product that shows up out on the field. Coach Giglio has a group of young gals that go out there and give it up for one another. And they truly love what they do. And it shows. You know, like I said, there were some games where they had to fight, claw, bite, do whatever they could do to climb back into the game and win some really close games. And they did that. And they had a phenomenal year. And the program is just getting better and better each year.
Just a great sign, and you alluded to it earlier, but it's not just, when we talk about a college athletics program, it's not just winning those games on the field. It's also winning in the classroom, doing what you're supposed to do academically. That's a huge emphasis here for the lacrosse program and all of the sports throughout the athletics department. But you played your college football, Bill, at Boston College. You've experienced the grind of balancing Division I athletics requirements, all the time management and that type of thing, with what you have to do practice-wise and weight training and doing all the things in the classroom and, you know, homework and projects and all of it together. But talk about how tough it is. I think a lot of people don't realize the time commitment and time management that these student-athletes have to really learn at a young age.
No, it's hard. It really is hard. Not only, you know, the athletic piece, dealing with injuries, you're tired every day, the grind, and then you got to go to class and you got to grind it out in the class, and hopefully, you know, comes the weekend, you're able to have a night or two of a little bit of fun. But at the end of the day, what these young athletes do, the way they grind it out and what they do in the classroom, you know, these girls are great students, they're great young athletes, but they're really great gals. And people are going to, you know, hire, you know, these young women, and they're going to have some great girls that are going to be very productive for them. But it is not easy. You know, like I've been talking about, this is a special group of gals that really, they love what they do. They work hard in the classroom, out on the field, in the weight room, and they're just really good people, and they come from great families.
And I think that's always important to the community when they're choosing to give support to a program and to an athletics department, so that's great to hear. I talked to Jeff Tedford recently, who everyone knows by now, the new Bulldogs head football coach, a former Bulldog quarterback here and the winningest coach ever at Cal. Being around the Bay Area, I'm sure you've crossed paths with Coach Tedford a few times and probably even since he's been at Fresno State, but tell me what you know about Coach Tedford.
Well, you know, I've got to meet him and talk with him a few times, and it doesn't take but, you know, 5 minutes of talking with this guy, realizing this guy wants to be great, and he wants to bring greatness back to Fresno State. And, you know, he's taken on something that is not easy right now. I think the program, you know, clearly, as we know with, you know, last year, the program is down right now. But there is not a better guy to build this program back up, because he wants to be here. This is a Valley guy. He's got a great wife that supports him, Donna. And like I said, it took all the 5 minutes to know this is a damn good football coach, a damn good guy. And these guys are lucky. These football players at Fresno State are lucky to have a coach like Jeff Tedford.
Yeah, it's really refreshing that, you know, you talk to him and you hear him talk about, first and foremost, we want to help these kids reach their full potential all around, inside and outside of the classroom, spiritually, all the different things that are important to him. And he also talks about knowing where Fresno State football came from under Coach Sweeney, under Coach Hill, and knowing that history and how important it is to get it back for the people of the Valley. I think that's an inspiring message for folks to hear. I know you saw some Bulldog football last year. Obviously a really uncharacteristic season for Fresno State standards, but what do you think was missing from last year's team that they need to get back?
I think they need passion. You know, you can tell if a group of young men are passionate about what they're doing. You know, what you need, and I mentioned a little bit of this just earlier, is you need to believe. You need to believe that you're going to go out there and kick somebody's ass. And you got to trust that the guy next to you is going to take care of their job, their responsibility. And when you can trust that guy next to you, and that guy can trust you that you're going to do your job, and get 11 guys on every play going out there with one thing in common: we're going to do damage in the line of scrimmage, we're going to hurt people, and we're going to play this game as hard as we can play it, and we're going to dominate people when they show up in our stadium or when we show up in theirs. This is a physical, violent game, and it's about winning. It's about going out there, manu manu, and knowing you're going to kick their ass, and there's nothing they can do about it. They need that attitude back. They need some of that it factor. They need some of that swagger. And they got the right coach to do that, and now they just got to go out there and do it. And they got a summer of blood, sweat, and tears to put this thing together, and they got to go out there and get ready for 10, 12 games and leave it out on that field for the Valley, for the fans, for the community, for all the students, for themselves, for Fresno State, for everybody. Because that Valley, what I know about it, is they live for Fresno football. And when it's down, excuse my French, but it sucks. It's time to get Fresno State back on the map, playing damn good football, and winning, and kicking the crap out of people.
Put yourself on that field as a teammate of these Bulldogs players right now. Relatively young team, a team that's going to have to go out next year and get over the losing the year before. What do you do to show leadership and to motivate your teammates in that situation? Do you want them to forget about the past, forget about those negative experiences, or do you want them to hold on to that and remember how it felt so they can be motivated not to feel it again?
Hey, I'm not a rear view mirror guy, and I hope there's no rear view mirror guys on that team right now. They're looking through the windshield, and they're looking forward, because last year's gone, it's done, it's over, it will never be there again. So this is about each guy being the absolute best he can be and going out there making plays. If you're the quarterback, walk out on that field like you own it. And when you command the respect in the huddle and you look in their eyes and you tell those offensive linemen, block your ass off, guys, because I'm going to get the ball downfield. We're going to make plays, and we're going to drive it right down the field, right through them, and we're going to score. Let's get this thing done. You hear me? And when you get your middle linebacker looking at his group of men saying, hey, let's kick some serious ass here. We got an offense that's coming to try to beat our ass. Well, guess what? We're going to deliver bulldog spirit, and we're going to drive them down to the ground as hard as they've ever been hit. We're going to hit them with 11 people on every play, and 11 people are going to be flying to the ball, and we're going to play defense like it's meant to be played, and that's to hit people and hit them really hard.
That sure gets me ready to play, and I would think it would the team too. Has Coach Tedford signed you up to give a pregame pep talk this year yet?
Not yet.
Hopefully that'll be coming down the road if you're up for it. But tell me about your NFL days a little bit. You mentioned, you know, some of the great players that have come out of Bulldog football history, the Lorenzo Neals, the Trent Dilfers, there's Henry Ellard, some of those guys. What do you remember about, you know, going up against some of them?
Well, what I always remember about, you know, the Fresno State guys is they're always tough. You know, going up against Lorenzo Neal was a gigantic headache coming at you. That's what he was like. Henry Ellard was one hell of a receiver. You know, you had Trent Dilfer on and on. You know, I played against a lot of them. And just tough, hard-nosed football players and great people, great guys. So, you know, that's what I remember about playing against Fresno State football guys.
Who gets the worst out of it when you and Lorenzo Neal meet in the hole there?
Oh, always Lorenzo. Always Lorenzo.
How many of those interactions happened over the years?
Oh, there were quite a few. There were quite a few, but what a guy. What a good guy.
Of course, while we have you on the line, Bill, we've got to talk some NFL, and I want to start with the Oakland Raiders, soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you make of this whole move for the franchise to Las Vegas?
You know what? I really do believe it's good for the Raiders, and here's why. They're going to have a world-class stadium, and they really are going to be the only game in town, you know, at the end of the day, and I think it will be a fresh start for them. They couldn't get it done in Oakland. I'd love for the Raiders to stay in Oakland, but they couldn't get a stadium. They couldn't get Oakland, and they couldn't get the politics squared away to raise the money to give them the stadium that it takes for them to compete with the rest of the teams in the NFL. It's a little bit of a disgrace when you go to a game and you're still looking at a baseball diamond in the beginning of the year. This is the NFL. This is a class of billion-dollar franchises. And here's one that has a baseball diamond still on the field in the beginning of the season. It doesn't belong. So they're not going to have that anymore. They're going to have, like I said, a world-class stadium, and it's going to be a fresh new start for them. So I think it's a good thing. And, hey, for the people that love the Raiders, they're just going to have to go and watch them in Vegas.
And, of course, the big Raiders news recently is Marshawn Lynch, the Oakland native, coming out of retirement, signing with the Raiders for probably their last year or two in Oakland. He's a Jeff Tedford guy over at Cal, Marshawn Lynch. What do you think he's going to add to this Raiders football team?
He's going to add toughness. They don't have that, okay? Derek Carr, great guy, great quarterback, can make every throw. You know, he's a great leader, but he's not a tough guy per se. Offensive line, they're all big and massive, and they are tough. But they need a guy, you know, in that backfield that's going to grind it out and play the running back position like he's a linebacker coming up to tag somebody. And that's what Marshawn Lynch brings. And he's on bring that attitude is going to be contagious. And the Raiders are going to be a bunch of badasses this year. They are going to be a tough, tough team to stop.
You know, the Raiders were having such a great season last year. And I remember, you know, just that sense of deflation when Derek Carr got hurt in that game on Christmas Eve. over the years of your NFL career, did you ever have to overcome a serious injury that sidelined you for an amount of time?
No, I never missed a game in 16 years. But I had to deal with a knee injury in the off season. I had a surgery, had a number of elbow surgeries, you know, that I had three elbow surgeries and a knee that I dealt with in the off season that I had to come back from. But I took great care of myself. You know, I played 243 straight NFL regular season games and then 28 postseason games, you know, never missing one. And I did that because I took good care of myself. And, you know, I had a little luck on my side. And, you know, Derek Carr, you know, unfortunate the way he got wrapped up. You know, but he's got to heal that thing, come back, and, you know, he's got to be ready, you know, to hit it harder than he's ever hit it before, because they're going to be coming after him. They're going to be coming after the Raiders, and they're going to want to knock him down after, you know, they had a great season last year. So there is no rest in the NFL. It's all or nothing, and it'll be, I think, one hell of a season to watch.
I remember last year when we had you on, you were excited about Derek Carr's potential, and we asked you, you know, what you thought the next step was for him. Now he's coming into year four. He's been named to the Pro Bowl a couple years, just 3 years out of Fresno State. And I remember you said last year the thing you really wanted to see from him was for him to grab that leadership role of the whole team and be the guy that can carry them when he needs to. Do you think he showed that last season?
He did. And he took that next jump. He really did. The jump he needs to take now, he needs to take the jump of playing four quarters of great football, not having to have some kind of heroic comeback in the fourth quarter, which I want to say they had like seven of them last year.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. It was great. It was exciting. And they pulled them off. But I want to see them, from the first snap to the last, go out there and dominate people. And I think they're going to be able to do that this year. Really, he sets that tone. And he's got to be on. He's a guy that sometimes does not get off to a fast start. It takes him a while to heat up. It's kind of a little, you know, it's either you get him where he starts kind of fast and it goes well, but he'll have like a great first quarter, bad second quarter, great third quarter, halfway through the fourth quarter, all right, and he finishes strong. No, this is about four quarters of dominating a football game. And he's got to be able to set that tone week in and week out. And you do that one way, you got to do it in practice, and that will transfer out on the field.
Another one of your former teams, the San Francisco 49ers. Talk about what you expect from them this year and going forward with their new staff.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, I saw the way they conducted themselves in the offseason and in the draft. I tell you what, they mean business. And it really looks like they're getting ready to do things the right way. And what they need is they need talent. They need good football players, tough, hard-nosed football players, and they need a quarterback. And that right now, I still believe they don't have. We'll see what happens once the season starts. But, you know, they'll have their work cut out for them. They're going to be young, and hopefully they're going to be hungry. And they can't get any worse than what they were last year. So I think they're going to be fun to watch this year.
We're just about out of time for today. But Bill Romanowski, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Give us one final pitch for fans, why they need to make sure they're at Sunnyside Country Club Wednesday, May 10th for that Fresno State Lacrosse Legacy Awards dinner.
Well, this is about the girls. This is about a group of young women that play their hearts out week in and week out for Fresno State, and they're great gals, they're great students, they're great people, and, you know, not only, you know, supporting them, supporting Fresno State, but it's about building a legacy around lacrosse in the Valley. so the gals that are growing up in high school have something to look forward to, and they have somewhere to go watch lacrosse played at another level. And it's exciting for that, and it's needed. You know, they need new showers and new things just to make the program even better. And that's what this legacy dinner is all about. And I'll be there, Coach Tedford, a lot of the administrators at Fresno State. It's going to be a great night, a bunch of great people that are doing really nice things for this great group of young women.
Bill, thanks so much for your time today, and we'll see you next week.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks again to our guest, Bill Romanowski, and thanks to our assistant producer, Kaylee Conlin. Thank you for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907-KFSR-Sports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.